Janie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. Hi, and welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show. I'm Janie Lee Grace. We are talking Platinum Awards, celebrating the best in natural and organic products and services and holistic well-being generally. It is the time of year where I do a little bit of a deep dive into some of the shortlisted brands who have entered the awards. I'm not going to dive too deep into too many individual products. I just really want to give a shout out to some of the brands. And, you know, the whole reason that I started the Platinum Awards, gosh, 11 years ago now, is because I really wanted to help raise awareness of some of the natural, organic, sustainable brands that don't always get shouted about. So the awards, the Platinum Awards, are open for entries. It's still open if you are a brand, for anyone. So if you are a big brand, fantastic, bring it on. We would love to have you on board. But if you're someone who has just literally made one product in your kitchen because you wanted to make a difference, you can enter too. That's the beauty of this. We don't judge anyone by their success. We're literally looking at the individual products. And every year I'm just blown away by the innovation and the passion and the integrity. And there is just something so magical about being able to focus on brands that are really doing it their own way. You know, they, of course, they want to be successful, but there's a heart behind what they do. I've been doing this work for a long time. Many of you know that the awards came about because I wrote my first book, Imperfectly Natural Woman, 20 years ago. Yes, it's actually 20 years old this year. Kind of scary. And for many years, I was, you know, sort of doing collaborations with brands and promoting them. And I just realized I wanted to raise more and more awareness of brands, but not just brands with products, also practitioners, therapists, well-being authors. So we have categories for them all. And, you know, over the years, so many people have said to me, oh, why don't you just focus on, you know, organic beauty? I was voted number one in Who's Who in Natural Beauty Yearbook for a few years running some time ago. And kind of people had me down as the woman that always spoke about natural beauty and skincare. But that's never actually been true. Although I have spoken an awful lot about that, I find it difficult to do a talk, for example, about natural beauty and skincare, unless I also include what you put on, you know, your what you spray around your home, what clothes you wear, you know, what you consume. Obviously, for me, it really is the holistic picture. And that's why I wasn't able to run an awards program that was literally just natural skincare. I really wanted to be able to include everything. So that makes it tricky to judge, as I'm sure you can imagine. It's very difficult to compare like with like, but we do have, you know, we do have categories, and then we have categories within categories. So we do our best to try not to compare an apple with an orange, if you see what I mean. We have fabulous judges on board for the Platinum Awards for another year. Joe Wood, who does incredible work pioneering the organic world. Carrie Grant, who is, you know, is very well known for her work on TV. And on radio, and she's passionate about natural stuff and sustainability. And Glynis Barber, who of course is an actor and again has her own you know, whole business based around aging well and natural beauty. So these judges really bring a great kind of kudos to what we do. And there is still time to enter if you are a brand or a practitioner or a coach and you would like to enter. There's lots of promo available for you. The whole idea is that we just raise awareness, really. It's not just enter and then wait and see if you win. The whole idea is that you get some exposure. Like now, I'm gonna mention some of the fantastic brands that you can check out. I should also mention, before I get into some of these shortlisted brands, that we work in association with UK Health Radio. It's been great to partner with them for many years, and they're just so supportive of everything that we do. So we're very grateful to UK Health Radio. And we also have as our charity partner Hello Love. And if you haven't come across this fantastic charity before, they're based in Bloomsbury in London, and they have this gorgeous little kind of studio, a vegan juice bar and little studio where there are just all kinds of incredible artifacts and natural beauty products. It's also an art studio. Downstairs, there is a space that is used for a whole range of things, from sound baths to treatments. The main ethos of their work is they support cancer patients with natural treatments and services. And they do incredible work. They really do. Jane and Kevin, who run Hello Love, have just been incredible, supporting the awards too. And what we do gives back to them. So again, there is an opportunity for brands, if they're part of the awards, to potentially have their products pop up in our pop-up shop, which will happen in September. And that's an amazing thing, because many brands who have natural products don't have any kind of availability for people to have a look at them. You're not able to kind of go in and touch the product because they're not in any stores. They're only available online. So that's another great opportunity that some brands may be eligible to be part of the pop-up shop. So if you are interested in entering, if you're a brand, platinumawards.co.uk, you can follow me on social media, drop me a message at Janie Lee Grace, and we'd love to have your entry. We will close entries in the middle of August. So please get in sooner rather than later. And if you're listening to this and you'd like to nominate your favorite natural and organic brand, even if they haven't entered, then pop a nomination in anyway. If you go to imperfectlynatural.com, you'll see lots of the brands that have entered. So please do nominate them. It would be just amazing for them to have your support. Some of the brands have offered us competitions as well. So there's an opportunity for you to potentially win some of the great products that they are offering. So I'm going to give you just a quick rundown of some of the actual brands. I might mention the odd product also, but these are not necessarily the actual products that are shortlisted. They're just some of the brands that I'd like to raise awareness of. If you don't know any of these brands, grab yourself a pen and paper, because it's really worth checking them out. One of the things I love most about doing this work is that I come across brands that I hadn't even heard of before, and it's super exciting finding out what they do. So we will start with the skincare and beauty heroes. And first of all, I want to give a big shout out to Eco by Sonia. Now, Eco by Sonia Driver, one of those brands that just consistently deliver excellence. They're an Australian brand, and they're known for their certified organic formulations, their ethical sourcing. They've got this real commitment to sustainability. Sonia Driver is an author. She does incredible work. They actually have a pop-up shop for a time in London as well. They were known originally for their natural tanning products, but now they also have an incredible skincare range and some fantastic makeup. Absolutely loving their makeup. They've got a beautiful mascara, which is just amazing, and an amazing golden glow, which is just beautiful. So their brand values are all about the purity, the transparency. So worth checking out this brand. Special mention to their serum, which is fabulous, and their face tan water. I actually donated that one to my daughter. She absolutely loves it. So Eco by Sonia, a fantastic brand. And if you get a chance to go to their pop-up shop, then that's definitely worth a look. And then Penny Price Aromatherapy. I came across Penny Price a couple of years ago. I mean, they have been around for so many years. Penny Price really is a leader in the world of aromatherapy, both producing products and training. Their essential oils are, as I'm sure you can imagine, exceptional quality, and they offer blends that support well, everything from relaxation to immune health. They've got this really deep understanding of plant medicine, and their products are both beautiful and also therapeutic. And so their whole ethos is rooted in this genuine care for well-being and their integrity. I'd love to do one of their workshops. They do regular workshops, which just sound fantastic because they really know their stuff. I am loving their Nurture Mobility Lotion, which is just fantastic if you've got aches and pains that, if you've got an area that needs a little bit of help, shall we say. They've got a fantastic foot cream as well. They've got some wonderful baby balms. One of my daughter's friends had a baby not long ago, and I donated the mummy balm. And honestly, she loves it. She can't get enough of it. They've also got a gorgeous facial oil. If you've heard me speak about natural products before, you'll know that I'm a really big fan of facial oils. And the Penny Price Aromatherapy one is just absolutely lovely. So do check out Penny Price Aromatherapy. And then talking about, people who really, really care about what goes into their products, Rhythm of Beauty are just a wonderful brand. Louise Allen has been part of the awards for a good few years, actually. They're a brand that blend skincare with seasonal wisdom. And what's unique, really, about this brand are that the products are handcrafted, they're energetically aligned, and the whole idea is that they work with the rhythms of nature. So this is skincare with absolute soul. Absolutely love their seasonal skin cream. It's always gorgeous. And their Guardian Angel of Breast Health, which is a special oil. I mean, it says it all in the name, doesn't it, really? Does exactly what it says on the tin. On to deodorants for a second, because just realize that, often when I'm sharing with people something around getting started in natural products, I'll often say, just start with something small. If you don't want to replace your whole, bathroom cabinet, start with something small. And a natural deodorant is a great place to start, really is. And Salt of the Earth have natural deodorants that actually work. They're vegan, they're cruelty-free, they're free from any nasties. They have really great sprays. I personally like the spray natural deodorants, but I don't want anything, obviously, with chemicals in it or heavily fragranced. So they've got sprays that are really subtle. They also have natural deodorants without any scent at all. So if you'd rather not have any fragrance, that's fine. I really like the ones that have a very gentle fragrance. They also have roll-on deodorants and even refillable options. So their products are really affordable. It's absolutely, really, really worth looking at Salt of the Earth. They're now very available as well, not just online, but in lots of high street stores and health shops. You're likely to find Salt of the Earth, a fantastic brand, really amazing brand. I love them. Also, Butterflies Healthcare. They've been around for a long time. And Michelle and James are just really passionate about natural products. They have different arms to what they do in their business. But Butterflies Eye Care do eye care products and supplements. And they have products that I hadn't even considered before. Michelle, I think, has spoken about a condition that she had, an eye condition that she had, and the fact that she wanted natural products that would actually support this condition. So, Michelle has really got behind these formulations that are very gentle, very effective, trusted, but completely natural for eye health. So they have these great products, clean ingredients. There are some really interesting, unusual products for eye health. Including supplements as well. Now, again, for a long time, I hadn't considered supplements for eye health, but they're super important. And these ones are absolutely excellent. So do check out Butterflies Eye Care. And then talking of supplements, there are a few brands that have entered and have got through to the shortlist this year. One is InnoPure. And this is such a great supplement brand. The products are completely clean. You know, one of the problems with supplement brands in the UK is that they can have a lot of nasties, a lot of fillers added, a lot of totally unnecessary ingredients that just bulk them up. But in your Pures products, no unnecessary additives at all, high quality nutrients that really do support good health. And they've got a great magnesium, a great vitamin D with K2, an adaptogenic blend, and their products are in kind of sachets, so you know they don't leave any kind of carbon footprint either. So a fantastic brand. Also, Nature Provides. I've worked with Nature Provides for a couple of years now, and Rachel, the founder, is a leading nutritionist, really knows her stuff. So the brand is rooted in this purity and potency. So again, you're not going to get products that are loaded with fillers. They're passionate about natural health, and they've got some unusual products. I'm absolutely loving the Mountain Blood Rocks. Just a fantastic, absolutely fantastic product. They've also got Natura C. They've got a new product. They've got an iodine out. Now, I don't know if you know much about iodine. It's the kind of thing that your grandmother used to talk about. It's amazingly beneficial for hormonal health. And they have a liquid vitamin B12 as well. That's just to mention just a few of their many products, which are just great formulations. I must just give a big up to our sponsors as well. Just super grateful to Clive DeCarle, who does the best supplements. I can't actually live without Clive's magnesium. I mean, I really mean that. It's just the best magnesium blend, and a whole bunch of other great supplements. Also, Tabitha James Cran, must give a mention to Tabitha, who's been part of the awards for so many years. Incredible hairdressing salon in the Cotswolds, and just the best products. Again, can't live without the dry shampoo, which is literally a game changer. And of course, the various shampoos and conditioners. And then other sponsors, I've already mentioned their products, Penny Price Aromatherapy. Thank you so much for being part of this. Really appreciate it. Eco by Sonia with their gorgeous skincare products. Must give a big up to Nature Provides, who just do incredible stuff. And brand new on the scene, Alchemy Beauty, who are literally, their products are hot off the press. So we're incredibly grateful to these sponsors. Thank you so much for making it happen for us.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Of course, while we're talking about our amazing sponsors, I cannot not mention IPHM. They have just been incredible. Please check out my interview with Lisa from International Practitioners of Holistic Medicine. They just do incredible work to ensure that we can find great therapists, coaches, practitioners, and they don't have to jump through hoops to be a member of this amazing organization. My own Sober Club accredited coach training comes under IPHM, and it's fantastic to be part of this organization. So I'm super pleased that IPHM are sponsors of the awards. And then I want to give a mention to The Wellness Way. So The Wellness Way is something a little bit different, because what we're talking about here is the work of the powerhouse that is Philly J. Lay. Now, Philly doesn't sell products, but she is literally queen of holistic health because she has the Wellness Way podcast. She runs incredible events, including the Health Hub. She has one in September at the College of Naturopathic Medicine. She runs the Wellness Way festivals. I was lucky enough to speak at one last year with Dr. Barbara O'Neill. She's an author. Her books are fantastic. And really, I can't urge you enough just to check out everything that Philly does. If you go to imperfectlynatural.com, click on the awards page, you'll see a link there and you can read about the stuff that Philly does. Click on the links for her podcast, her book and the events. And I look forward to seeing you at one of her next events because she's just, you know, just an absolute powerhouse. She really is. I'm talking about amazing powerhouses. Let's have a look at some therapists, some coaches, some healers. Mina's Fanny Soul, just amazing. Mina is just the most beautiful, gentle, soulful individual. And she offers just fantastic practices to help people reconnect with themselves. Check out Mina's work. Again, you'll find that if you go to imperfectlynatural.com and click on the link there and read about Mina's work. Rebecca Hancock is offering really specialized coaching and nutrition. She wants to give lifestyle guidance, and she's actually used her own experience of going through ill health to coming out the other side and learning to manage her own symptoms. And now she's able to support others. So again, check out Rebecca Hancock's profile on that Imperfectly Natural page. And then there's Jenny Moore, who is known for her work around energy healing, sound baths. She does some incredible work, unusual stuff. She's an amazing therapist, but she's also got that other layer, if you like, of being intuitive and being able to help people heal energetically. I was lucky enough to attend one of Jenny's sound baths that she offers in Exeter. Amazing experience. So check out Jenny's work. And then while we're talking incredible individuals, Penny Newton Hurley is known for her work with compassion. So that's COMM, compassion. And it's all about communication and connection and emotional healing. So what Penny does is she offers courses both to individuals and to businesses around better communication. But we're talking, you know, real in-depth stuff here that has a direct impact on well-being. I mean, a really direct impact. Have a listen to the interview that I've done with Penny, which will be on UK Health Radio, because it's absolutely fascinating, the work that she's doing and the work that she wants to do with children, because, well, seriously, the next generation, we need to help them with communication, I'm thinking. Penny also has a new book coming out in October, which is super exciting. The other, while we're on amazing, empowering people, the other person I want to mention is Amy Khan. Amy Khan has Alchemy Beauty, and this is a brand new brand of absolutely beautiful oils. And the idea came about because Amy notice that, well, she sort of remembered that through her childhood, she'd always used hair oils. Her mum would do a kind of a ritual with her around combing, brushing her hair, using oils. And it was more than just getting the hair brushed. It was a therapeutic ritual. And now Amy does the same with her daughter. And she realized that there really wasn't a beautiful oil to support this. In fact, she remembered back that to her childhood, when actually the oils might not even have the best fragrance. So she's created literally beautiful, beautiful hair oil that actually it's completely pure and Actually, it's multi-purpose. I've been using it on my skin, and it doesn't know that it isn't meant for hair. It's absolutely gorgeous. So Alchemy Beauty is one to watch out for. Literally hot off the press, a brand new brand. And I think that Ami's work is going to be really powerful. So let's have a little look at another category which we have very few entries this year, but I wanted to give a mention to Meraki Cacao. I mean, we all love chocolate, don't we? I mean, how can we not? And really, when you've got proper chocolate, it's entirely different to confectionery. I mean, I think most of us know this now, but there's a huge difference between a bar of confectionery and real natural cacao. It's a world apart. And it's only recently that I've been reading, as I'm sure you have, some of the stuff around lab-grown chocolate, which for me feels really scary. I mean, seriously, I do not want lab-grown chocolate. I don't know about you. And yet, from what I've read, it looks as though many of the conventional, well-known brands are going to be phasing it in. And I don't even know whether they legally have to tell us, in the marketing. I think it might be a case of you'll have to look for certain things on the ingredients, rather the same way that lots of brands now are using cricket flour, which, I mean, come on, I don't want cricket flour in my pasta. But you have to look for certain terms that are written in the ingredients. So it's not going in a great direction for sure. But you can be absolutely certain that Meraki Cacao has ceremonial grade cacao that is totally divine, totally sustainable. And it's crafted with intention. They have these gorgeous raw chocolate bars, really amazing, vegan, just fantastic flavors. There's a fabulous orange one that my husband absolutely loves. And they've got really funky packaging as well. These really look like a little thing of beauty, quite honestly, these bars. And of course, you can buy the actual cacao as well. So make sure you check them out. Meraki Cacao, Vicky is the founder and so passionate about the work that she does. It's really great. And then on to drinks. Well, of course, I couldn't not mention alcohol-free drinks. I think most people listening to this show know that I quit the booze in at the end of 2017. And I am such a big fan of great alcohol-free drinks. Most of you know my mantra: keep the ritual, change the ingredients. I think for so many people at the beginning of their alcohol-free journey, it's really, really hard to continue to socialize, to continue to feel that you are marking the end of a busy day without a nice drink. And one thing that I say to my one-to-one clients all the time is choose an alcohol-free drink that works for you so that you can keep that ritual of reaching for a nice glass, for a nice drink. And some people need a lot of persuading around this because they have this perception that alcohol-free drinks are always only ever alcohol-free beer or alcohol-free wine, and they don't want those because they figure they're replacement drinks. I personally don't feel that way. I feel that if a drink is 0% or 0.5%, which is trace alcohol, it's the same amount as would be in very ripe fruit. So if you eat bananas or you drink orange juice, you'd be having that same trace amount. So the thing is, they're not addictive. So I have no problem with reaching for an alcohol-free beer or an alcohol-free wine because they're not addictive. They certainly don't make me want the real thing. Why on earth would they? I now know the real thing is just toxic. So I'm not the sli I have the, not the slightest desire for alcohol. And what having alcohol-free drinks can do for you is help you to get through those early stages where sometimes you feel as though socializing is hard. And as I often say to my clients, You may feel that you're good with a cup of tea. Lots of my clients will say, "Oh, I don't need a alcohol-free drinks. I can just have a cup of tea. I'm all right." It really, our unconscious mind doesn't like us to feel deprived. It really likes us to feel as though we're getting a reward sometimes. So if you've had a hard day, or if you're, by the river or the sea, and you're sitting near a bar, and everyone else is chinking that nice glass. If you just have your tea or a child's soda, there's something in your unconscious mind that tends to say, I'm feeling a bit deprived here. And that's often when people will literally turn back to alcohol because there's nothing else available.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
So my tip is find an alcohol-free drink that you like. And there are so many to choose from. It might just be that you want an artisan tonic or a fiery ginger or kombucha, but it might be that you want an alcohol-free beer. And there are some amazing ones now, artisan beers, or alcohol-free wine. Now, Naughty, who are the brand I want to mention, they're very much part of the Platinum Awards. They have literally done trailblazing work. So it's Naughty, spelled N-O-U-G-H-T-Y. And Amanda Thompson, who is the founder, is, like a powerhouse, really. She has worked tirelessly to get Naughty recognized as a glamorous premium alcohol-free fizz. So they started with the fizz. It's just absolutely the best. It's vegan. It's organic Chardonnay grapes. It's really good quality. Very low in sugar. You can buy the full-size bottles, or you can get the minis now. So it's super handy for if you're going out or you're going to a party and you want to just take a small bottle. But now they also do a still white wine, which is, again, fantastic, and a red. And red wines can be the hardest to, in inverted commas, replicate. And lots of people who are quitting alcohol find this difficult. I used to think it was a problem until I very accidentally, completely accidentally, copped a tiny sip of red wine by accident when I'd been sober for a couple of months. Oh my goodness, I could not get to the sink quick enough to spit it out. It was absolutely vile. It was like drinking petrol. I remember thinking, what the hell was I thinking drinking that, right? Crazy. So I now absolutely recognize that if any thoughts come in, any triggers come in, oh, it'd be nice to have a glass of red. No, it would certainly not. So my opinion is have an alcohol-free red, and the naughty one is fantastic. You can also warm alcohol-free red gently and have mulled wine, and maybe just add a few spices, a few, an orange with some cloves in it and a bit of cinnamon, which, I mean, perhaps not in the summer, but certainly in the winter, it makes a really fantastic warming drink. So Naughty AF, just a fantastic brand. Highly recommend you go check them out. And then while we're talking about alcohol-free, we have a few authors entered this year as well. And I just want to give a special mention to Julian Tittershill, who has written Booze. And this is Julian's story of his alcohol-free journey. It's written in such a relatable way. His whole, mission, if you like, was so that other guys would see that this is possible. If he can do it, if he can get past the awkwardness of, what it's like for a lot of men, just get very afraid. Oh God, how am I ever going to socialize again? How am I going to get through the hard bits? And Julian lays it all out in a way that's totally relatable. So it's his first book. It's a paperback. It's called Booze. Again, if you go to imperfectlynatural.com, I think there's an opportunity to win a copy of the book. But certainly go and have a look and give a little plug there to a nomination for Julian's work. So as I say, there is still time to vote for your favorite brands. Please go to imperfectlynatural.com and click on the awards entries page and give them a little bit of a vote if you can. It really matters because these brands are really putting their heart into what they do. They're supporting well-being on a physical, emotional, spiritual level, environmental level as well. Most of these brands that have entered, the ones that have products, they've all got sustainability policies that mean a lot more than just greenwashing. It does sometimes get to me that a lot of brands will tell you that their products are completely holistic and they're clean and they're eco-friendly, but all they actually mean is that the product comes in a recyclable box. I've had this before with detergents, for example, for washing clothes, and a brand will say, "Oh, please, will you test our brand new, completely natural, eco-friendly, whatever?" And the box will be recyclable, granted. But the actual product contains just about every synthetic chemical, that will kill the fish. So the brands that have entered the Platinum Awards are not in that category. They really care about the whole picture right the way through. They really care about sustainability, the ethics, the whole person. So when you choose these brands, it makes a difference. It means that you do get to choose sustainability and conscious living. On that note, by the way, the other brand, if you like, that we partner with is My Green Pod, the magazine. And they just have such fascinating articles in their magazine. I'm very grateful to be able to contribute to their magazine most editions. And they share so much around real sustainability. They really do focus on the change makers and the leaders. So check out My Green Pod magazine as well. So just a final reminder, if you're a brand or you're a therapist or a coach or an author and you'd like to enter the awards, if you'd like some of this promotion, then all you have to do is go to platinumawards.co.uk. You can follow me on social media at Genuinely Grace. If I get your message, I will reply. Can't say fairer than that, can you? Don't forget, if you are interested in the stuff I do around sobriety, then head over to thesoberclub.com. And I would so appreciate it if anyone listening to this would go to imperfectlynatural.com and go and click on some of the articles about these award entries and give them a bit of a nomination, a bit of a vote. It's just great to encourage these brands that are, you know, doing their best. It's not been the easiest in the last couple of years for many of these brands because, you know, with the way that the economy is, sometimes people, you know, they don't make these choices. But as a general rule, I'm pleased to say that certainly within the organic and organic skincare and beauty world, there has been so much more awareness and sales are good, which is fantastic because that's got to be the way it goes, hasn't it? Really, we can't go back to you know, a situation where we're spraying a load of nonsense around our home and putting a load of nonsense on our skin. That's not going to be beneficial for any of us. So please support these brands. If you're a brand, please check out platinumawards.co.uk and make sure you come and see us when we have our pop-up shop. It will be in early September at Hello Love in London. Check out the fantastic work the charity does and please make a donation. And if you can come along and have a look at our pop-up shop, we would absolutely love it. Let me know you're going to come down. I'll try and be there if I can. And you can sample some of these amazing products. It would be absolutely fantastic if we get to meet you. And thank you so much to anyone who has voted and anyone who's entered the Platinum Awards 2026.
You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.